It's Ben and Skin, Ryman and Stealing HSOs on the Mavs postgame show. Live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club, inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
3:33. We're just getting rolling for today. This Monday, we're going to be out at Singular Wireless. We'll be out there at the presentation from 3 until 7. You can come by, register to win Ticket t-shirts, but the main thing they're doing is inviting you to come out and test your NCAA knowledge. Now, I'm assuming they're revving up for March Madness and all that. Answer their trivia questions correctly, and you could qualify for the Singular Wireless grand prize of an Ultimate TV and Party Package, which includes a 52-inch high-definition television, a DVD, Dream System, including surround sound, and $300 worth of groceries. Singular Wireless is at LBJ at...
That's all it says.
LBJ is an awfully long boulevard.
Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. Have fun trying to find it.
Just drive all the way around and you'll see the ticket signs.
Yeah, circumvent LBJ. Circumnavigate Beltline and LBJ. Do it all in one day. All right, we'll see if we can't get a little bit better data on that very poorly written 40-liner. All right, what do we got here?
Well, last night was an eventful evening for a couple of reasons. One, it was our good friend Big Red's 30th birthday party. So Danny and I made it down there to the big party. And it was fun. Congratulations to Ward for making it to 30. And by the way, there was some uncomfortable tension between current girlfriend and ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get there for that.
Yeah. It's tasty.
So the ex-girlfriend showed up? The ex-girlfriend
was invited,
in question?
I believe.
Yeah, she was invited, I'm sure.
Yeah. God, they're why?
They're still friends. She's a nice girl.
It was kind of weird.
Screw that,
so,
man.
So I was talking to the ex-girlfriend when the current girlfriend walked up, and they exchanged a very uncomfortable, hey. And then the ex looked at me, or the current girlfriend looked at me and goes, who is that? I go, that's January. And she's like, that's what I thought. And then kind of sauntered off. It's great. I love stuff like that.
I do too.
But a guy walks up to me at the party, and he's a big listener. And he's probably, what do you say, Danny, 30-ish?
Sure.
Looks like he's
31,
about 30.
32, something like that.
And
hammered.
Oh, yeah, he was real drunk. And he starts telling me this story. And I remembered the story being told from your point of view, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Not his, because this happened a couple of years ago.
Michael?
Do you remember anything odd happening at the Steely Dan show a few years back that maybe drove you a little crazy?
It wasn't that long ago.
When were they here last?
This last
Starplex.
Summer. This summer, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, this last year they were here. So
yeah.
This must have been the one before that.
Corby, it was only a few months ago.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Almost a year.
Well, okay, we'll see. I don't know. Did they play 2 years in a row here?
No. No, they played 2002 and 03.
Okay, so it had to be 03. Had to be this past summer. You remember anything happening at that show that drove you nuts? An incident?
No. Did something happen that drove me nuts?
Yeah, maybe involving the daughter?
Yeah, I think. What was it?
Where some guy walks up to her, starts kind of making the moves on her, an older gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this?
That didn't happen at that show.
Okay, that's what I thought. It happened a few years ago, didn't it?
No, it happened at Foreigner and Bad Co. Where the guy was sitting behind her, and behind us, and trying to get her to dance with him. That couldn't have been this guy.
Why?
Well, I'm
Was
sure,
that guy ratty?
Yeah, I'm sure that guy wouldn't be hanging out at the Barley House.
Well, this guy looked normal. He looks like a normal guy. He's got a beard.
Well, so did that guy, so maybe it is.
Yeah, well, his story was, didn't he say it was Steely Dan?
I thought that's what he said.
Well, he was really drunk, so he may not have known. But he's like, yeah, so I see this girl, and I'm thinking, she's a pretty cute girl.
That's nice.
And so, you know, I thought she looked like, this is the way he told it to me, I thought she looked just like Lea Tione. I go, what? You know, the actress, Lea Tione. I go, no. Taleone. She's like, yeah. So I thought she looked just like her. So I just walked up to her and said, hey, you know, you look like Taleone. To which, I don't know if she responded or anything, because he said immediately, you got right in his grill and said, dude, step off.
He said this was in the parking lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. That wasn't Steely Dan. He was right. Yeah, I do remember that.
And he is a big listener. And he was freaking out because it took him a nanosecond to realize that was you. He said you were dropping F-bombs and is 15, dude.
No.
You know how old she is?
I wasn't dropping F-bombs.
He said you were.
No, I probably gave him, do you know how old she is? I probably gave him a little of that. But I wouldn't drop F-bombs.
Not in front of your lovely daughter.
No.
That looks like Lea Tione, man.
Lea Tione. So what happened? Because he said, I couldn't get a straight answer out of him when I asked, were you hitting on her? Were you trying to
He told me the same story 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
And he said he wasn't trying to hit on her.
No, it never really got that far for him to try to hit on her.
So did he just stop her in the parking lot?
Yeah, or as we...
She was probably walking a half a block ahead of you, so it didn't appear that you all were together.
Perhaps.
Was Renee there, too?
Yeah, she was there. That was either in the parking lot or still in the place as we were walking out, one or the other. But yeah, I remember that. That did happen at Steely Dan.
He said he was so shocked when this old gray gentleman spun around and it was you.
You are the wolf.
And just got all up in him, man.
I don't think I got all up in him. That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
The way he told it, you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. I just said, dude, she's 15.
So uncomfortable.
So what happened after that? Did he just kind of saunter away?
Yeah, he just kind of slithered off.
Right.
And we continued on our way, and that was it.
Was he by himself?
No, there was some other guy with him. There was at least one other guy with him, maybe two.
And did you bust in the middle of their conversation?
No, I don't recall doing that.
Does Jordan get pissed when you do stuff like that?
She didn't get pissed about that.
Like when you step in?
But I very seldom step in.
Well, why'd you step in there?
He was drunk.
What, I was or the guy?
Probably both.
No, I wasn't.
I'm sure he was.
But I don't step in that much. I don't see her interact with boys all that often.
Is it because he looked like a man and had
a beard? Yeah, that, I mean, now that might have something to do with it.
He had a
big, here is this guy who was well...
It's like Dan Haggerty.
Yeah, I mean, here is this guy who, at the very least, is well into his 20s. And that is unacceptable. That's unacceptable for any father.
I don't want to be a dad of a daughter, man.
Hell no, you don't.
It's better than being a dad of a son.
Why?
You don't, well...
What could... if you had a... I'm just stammering all over the place.
Lord.
If you had a son right now, you would not be going through half the angst.
Zip.
Yeah, I would, too.
Why?
But how?
Because they're harder to control. I mean, can you imagine Grego's parents trying to control him?
No.
Well, at the age of 7?
He's different.
Look, MF.
Grego at age 7 was like...
going on dates.
5'11", 200 pounds, you know? Big hairy legs.
Dating a senior.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they come with a completely different set of issues, and I'm not terribly familiar with it since it didn't work out that way for me, but daughters are great. I wouldn't change that for anything.
But she hates you right now.
Well,
you'll get her back.
They tell me that I'll get her back.
Who's somewhere. They? Those who have
other
been there?
Dads of daughters.
Everybody. You know who they are. Them.
Yeah, I guess I do.
They tell me I'll get her back somewhere down the road, and it'll all be cool again.
The guy said he was, like, shaking, though, as Mike walked away. That was Mike Reiner yelling at me. Then he was like, oh, my God, I was hitting on Mike Reiner's daughter.
Well, first of all, I don't think I yelled at him. And I was not, I mean, I just grooved out to Steely Dan for 2.5 hours. I was not up for any kind of violence or anything like that. I was in a wonderful frame of mind.
I bet.
So what else happened there last night? How did Big Red navigate his way around that dicey situation?
Big Red got up on stage and sang.
Yeah, there was a DJ spinning the hits, and Big Red grabbed the microphone and sang along to
Pina Colada.
Yeah, if you like Pina Coladas.
So we didn't have acoustic sort of breaking out or anything? Or the Sparrows? Sparrows or nothing like that?
I don't think anybody in either one of those bands would have been in any shape to perform.
Yeah, it was a big throwdown, that's for sure. So, it was fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
Thanks to all the P1s who came out and supported it.
What? Support of Big Red.
Yeah.
He appreciates it, too. Well, the NFL and the TV networks are trying to get together and hammer out a new television contract well ahead of time. And there are a number of proposals on the table, a number of ideas being exchanged in the course of this back and forth, which, if adopted, would throw a pretty radical change into football season as we know it and the way we all watch football. We'll discuss that next here on The Ticket.